Here's the music of a man who actually watched someone crush his dream. Pat Carney is the successful drummer of the Black Keys. As a teenager, he tried to get noticed by attending the performance of a group called the John Spencer Blues Explosion.
I brought this tape that I recorded in my basement and, you know, like, drew a cover for the tape and, you know, wrote a note. And I, like, you know, was at the very front of the club the whole night. And at the very end of the encore, I remember I put the tape right near his pedal board, John Spencer's pedal board. And I remember he looked right at me and he just smashed the tape with his foot. Which, I, at this point, I think it was really funny. But at that point, I stopped listening to that band that day.
The Black Keys got noticed eventually. A song from their latest album, Magic Potion, recently hit number one in a ranking of songs on college radio stations. And this song made the 2003 movie School of Rock. If the recording sounds a little muddy, that's not an accident. The Black Keys come from the old industrial city of Akron, Ohio. They still live there, and they make a kind of blue-collar artistic statement by doing cheap recordings in a basement. We're on our way to see the Black Keys at a rock club here in Washington, D.C. Some music crews are moving equipment in and out of the 930 Club, where they're scheduled to perform. It's on a kind of a shabby street of boarded windows and graffiti, the kind of street that if you drove onto this and didn't know what it was, you'd probably keep right on driving. The Black Keys agreed to meet us on stage with their instruments.
You okay out there, Whitney?
Yeah.
They're known for a huge sound, even though the group consists of only two people, drummer Pat Carney and guitarist Dan Auerbach. Do you have to make it sound like more than one thing is happening on the guitar at once?
No. Sometimes it sounds bigger when you just leave more spaces, you know what I mean?
Leave more spaces?
Although I do like to play kind of loud.
But is it when you say leave more spaces, can you give me an example of what you mean?
I don't know. Just any kind of, you know, pauses in between the song and in between verses, something like that. Just makes the louder part seem louder, you know what I mean?
They're gonna get to you tomorrow, but they don't care at all. They're gonna ease your pain and sorrow, but we had the same before.
Wow, my head's spinning. It seems like every profile of the Black Keys mentions that you guys had a lawn mowing business at some point in Akron, Ohio. How much truth is there to that?
It's true.
100% true.
Yeah. Like in 2002, Dan and I just finished our first record, and we're getting ready to go on tour. And we both needed money, so we both just started mowing the lawns together. And we toured in a car that smelled like grass and gas. We were mowing lawns for this guy that kind of owned, like, crappy apartment buildings.
He was a slumlord, is what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, basically. I mean, like, most of the lawns were just dirt and rocks and, like,
and beer bottles.
Beer bottles.
40-ounce bottles. No, literally, we would have to move the 40-ounce bottles before you mowed the lawn.
Yeah, and then
that's just what you did.
Did any of that lawn mowing experience ever make it into a song?
No, I don't think so.
All of my drum parts are about hamburgers, working in restaurants.
Have you done that?
I spent more hours washing dishes in high school than going to school.
Play me a few bars of a drum solo that feels
play a
like
cheeseburger.
Washing dishes and cheeseburgers to you.
I can play a Hobart drum cycle, I think. It's a Hobart dishwasher.
By the way, that's his preferred machine, dishwasher machine.
Could you build a melody around it, do you think?
Sure. All right, what are we doing here?
Sure.
This is the ode to the Hobart.
The music that got the Black Keys out of the lawn mowing business is deliberately primitive. There's no horn section, no backup vocals, no dancing girls. They say their music is sloppy, partly because of their influences. Pat Carney listened to modern garage rock bands, while Dan Auerbach listened to old Mississippi blues.
It was the same aesthetic, and I think that's what Pat and I kind of, we had this understanding. We both liked that kind of spur-of-the-moment improvisation in the recording process, you know? There's something about that where there's some life there.
You said you like sloppy.
Yeah.
Bands.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's the only kind of music I can make, I think, maybe. It's endearing.
The latest album from the Black Keys is called Magic Potion. You can hear more of their music and see some photos at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.